Zoning Board Meeting, Town of Moreau, October 26, 7:01 p.m.
Do we have two sets of minutes to review?
I have one.
That was one, I thought. I think we're only one.
Well, then, you know, I think I just ended up in the wrong pile of my stuff. So we have August 24th meeting. Am I correct?
Correct.
Okay. Are there any, has everybody had a chance to read the minutes?
Yeah. There again, I thought they were very, very good, and I appreciate it. They were easy to read, and we're really liking it, so thank you.
You're welcome. This is my last meeting.
All right, we take all that.
I'm taking it back.
I'm sorry.
We're just getting into a rhythm.
I know. Come on, the planning board.
Okay.
So we have somebody else that's going to be doing them? Or?
Yes.
Yes. Well, the way it's going to work is we're going to have the recording done, and then one of the new people, Brenda, is going to be preparing the minutes based off the recording. She's not coming to the meetings.
I'm going to have a look.
Well, you'll help her so that we can get her. I believe you've done a real
good. Yeah, they're very thorough. Yeah. I think that's an outstanding idea.
Yeah. So we appreciate you'll be helping here.
So can we have a motion to accept the minutes?
I'll make a motion to accept the minutes as written.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. I don't think we have any old business.
Nope. No old business.
So the first order of business is appeal number 849 for an area variance.
I'm sorry, I should say special use permit.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And make that correction.
Okay. Yeah, special use permit.
You know, I read through those and I looked through that typo and boy, I didn't see it. For a special use permit. So appeal number 849, application for a special use permit. The applicant is seeking to install four new self-storage buildings consisting of 24,400 square feet with site access drives, 34 parking spaces, lighting, landscaping, and on-site stormwater management as per the schedule of regulations for the C1 district. The warehousing or storage of goods and materials as the land is permitted by approval of the special use permit from the Town of Moreau Zoning Board of Appeals. Additionally, the proposed use is also subject to site plan review and approval by the Town Planning Board. So tell us where we are.
I'm going to bring this a little closer we're all here.
Can you tell us where we are?
Yep. Okay, so Gavin Vion with Environmental Design, representing Stone Real Estate Group. Terry's here with me this evening. So I'll go through a quick presentation. I've got another map I want to just quickly pass out. It's the same one as the one that I'll be presenting. It's a colored version of the site plan. So pass those out. And it actually was almost a variance, right, Jim, when we first started?
Yes.
So we've already presented the plans to the planning board. Let me just pass those on. Thanks. Just the colored version of the one you already have. So we presented the project to the planning board. It was very well received. They had one concern was when we first laid out the site, we were a little too close to the main road with the project with Route 9. Apparently there's a special setback for the self-storage units. It has to be 300 feet from the right-of-way. So we had it a little closer than that. I think we were maybe 270 with our first plan. But we were able to correct things. But again, just as a quick general reference as far as where it's located, I think most of you probably know where we are. The Town and Country Motel is just to the north of us. To the south, we've got Action Equipment Supply and Suburban Propane across the street. At the site right now, there's just an existing approximately 6,000 square foot commercial building. Currently, it's not being used. It looks like there's probably room for maybe two tenants in that particular building. We don't have anybody at this moment for tenants, but we will keep that building as is pretty much. We'll obviously spruce it up, make it a little, give it a little bit more clean-up work on the front, do some handicapped improvements for access into the building so that we can get a tenant in there safely in accordance with all the current building codes that are on the building. So with that, that's the existing site. It's all wooded in the back. We have gravel parking around the existing facility. Nothing else really to note with the existing building other than we do have an existing well and septic, I think, right in the back. So as far as the existing or the proposed buildings, everything would be towards the back. We would have two access points. There's one driveway, so we would have access on both sides of the building. That could be gained to the rear of the parcel where the self-storage is proposed. We're just proposing those four buildings. They'll range in sizes between usually 10 and 15 feet wide per unit. We've got two of the buildings in the center would be accessed from both sides of the self-storage building, and the ones on the ends would just be accessed through the one side. We guessed about approximately 100 units, roughly is what I think we estimated could be in there. And it varies, you know, they go between 10 and 15 feet wide. So depending on how you break it down, looks like you could get maybe 100 storage units at the facility. We did prepare the detailed plans. We did the planting plan, the site plan, and also erosion control. We are over the 1 acre of disturbance. The entire parcel, I believe, is 2.9 acres. And I think we're disturbing a little over 2 acres with this particular improvement. I guess if you count all the gravel areas too, it's probably closer to 2.5 acres of disturbance. So we have a full stormwater management plan. We're holding a majority of it on site. Everything's all sand there, so we have enough area around the perimeter of the building for stormwater management. And that's really all we have as far as planting. We're obviously going to do some landscaping around the perimeter and also along the front. We're not anticipating on having any fencing at this time for this particular facility. Some of these do have fencing with them. At this point, we're not thinking that it would be needed. So I think that's pretty much a good general description of things, and we're here to answer any questions.
I just had one. I didn't think of it previously. On the use of the existing building,
yep.
Are you reserving enough parking should you have, you know, an aggressive use of that building, like a commercial use or a restaurant or something like that?
Yeah, so I think the way we had it, we had approximately 34 parking spaces throughout the site. We don't really need any for the self-storage, so I think that should be enough for this building. Again, depending on the tenants. If we did need more parking, there is room for additional parking.
Okay.
We could land bank it if you want. We could show other areas where we could add parking. But right now, I don't think we're going to need it.
Well, it's more of a flex plan review because we're planning over time.
Yep. But that's a good point because we really don't have tenants yet. And you're right, if you get a more intense use like a restaurant, you're going to need more parking.
So the expectation is that the people that use the self-storage units are going to be driving through.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And there's access so they can drive through and have to back out. They can drive around.
Oh, yeah. Yep. You can get in around, fully around the entire parcel. Yep.
Now, in that regard, sometimes people come with, you know, single axle U-Haul trucks and things like that. What's the largest turning radius?
Yeah, I think we're pretty good, Jim, because we do have, these buildings are pretty big back here. They're wider, so there's plenty of room. There's a lot of asphalt towards the back, so they can do a three-point turn and be able to get around it.
Again, having sat through many planning board meetings, in your next submission for planning board, I would template that.
Yeah, we can do that.
And submit that page to the board to review the board, otherwise we're just going to ask for it.
Yeah, good idea.
And just for the board's clarification, what I mean by templating is with, you know, CAD programs now, they can project the turning radius of a longer wheelbase vehicle through the site And you can see how it moves through this. It's like able to make the turn.
Yeah, we won't have a tractor trailer or anything like that. But
yeah, no, I understand that. But
yeah, single axle unit, 30 foot wide usually, or 30 foot long usually. Yep.
Well, yeah, something private too, so it's going to rent.
Yeah, something to use, like you said, a U-Haul. Yep.
Right. Did you mention anything about lighting on the back property?
There is a small amount of lighting. There will be lighting on the buildings themselves, but we did add some additional lighting behind the building. I think there's there's probably three or four lights that we would need. More towards the back of the building here, yeah.
And it's
more for security.
What we're used to seeing is a illumination plan, showing the levels of intensity.
Yep.
As the light shines through the site. And you know, what we're really looking for on that plan is to make sure that, you know, that illumination is not spilling off the site.
Yep.
So we want to see those illumination levels, you know, throughout the site and at the perimeter.
Yep. We can then prepare a lighting plan for the planning board. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This is my own mindset. You're 300 yards away from a self-storage unit currently.
Yes, we are. Yep.
And there's two more in the village that Metal Brain works with. I'm off one.
Yep.
The need's there?
Apparently there is. Tara seems to think there is. I've done a lot of research with that.
I currently run storage units on 217 6th Avenue, and we're right down the huge warehouse, the old Kmart that just put in all corporate U-Haul storage units, and I'm at 100% capacity.
I know, Scott, that we've got Lee and Ellie apartment that's coming on. I call Lee and Ellie the latest Skirlhorn complex, and then there's the Grove at Sisson Road is also coming. Mm-hmm. They've both been under construction, so they're about to start renting up.
And I know people have tried to get storage.
Oh,
you call around and there's,
yeah,
you know, we're full. So
yeah,
I don't know where all that stuff comes from.
And had to, you know, 6 weeks here, and I understand.
There's a lot of work.
I'm just saying that with the onset of, I think in the comprehensive plan, I told about the apartments. There's 900 apartments either, you know, built or planned. You know, 900 units, and those are the things that housing format usually dictates a high amount of self-storage.
Sure, maybe. Sure. Yeah, I didn't realize we had. I remember the moratorium that was in. I don't know where that stood. So,
and there's more to be built.
Yes, yeah, so that's what I mean. That's built and we're under construction. Hence the disinterest in any future multifamily housing in terms of zoning. Mm-hmm.
What is being proposed for the building?
The existing building?
Yeah.
Not a lot right now.
I purchased the property from the past tenant. They had a restaurant on one side, and then on the other side is a fully redone office. So that could potentially be an office for the storage units and for some of my personal business. So that would probably stay office, and then depending on the tenant, I'll, you know, change it according to the cost. But I don't want to do anything until I have someone ready to go.
Are you going to manage the storage units yourself?
I seem to do everything else myself. I'll probably have someone do that. But it takes one person. Most everything is done virtually online. So
yeah, I understand. I've rented it myself, but. What are the hours of operation, and what are the planned hours for on-site staff, or are you just going to provide a key for, you know, and then what are the hours for people to access their unit?
So you know, 24-hour access.
Okay.
It's very similar to the unit I have right now, so okay. I have commercial in the front, and then I have 24-hour access in the back. What's good for this about safety is that no one knows we're there. It's bad for marketing, so that's why I have to do a lot of online, but I haven't had any security concerns at all in the 10-plus years that I've owned it.
And then how many hours a week will there be a staff person there?
No. So no staff person will be on duty 24 hours a week.
So you're not expecting to have a staff person there at all, except
just doing the counting and
as needed.
Check the units, make sure everything's.
Somebody do the plowing and.
But we'll have cameras too on the back of the building to be able to monitor.
Are you planning on doing the black tapping right away when you do this expansion, or is it going to be stone and then
black tapping? Stone.
Stone.
So that restaurant, prior to moving to Glens Falls, I think did a heck of a business. I was there quite a few times, and I remember pulling in and not being able to find a spot. And parking up the street and whatever. So I mean, if you do find somebody to turn that over, I mean, it depending on how successful they are, that's going to be a crowded 34 parking spot front parking lot. So
I think it'll go before planning for review if we approve this,
right.
And they will be very. Clear with all of these kinds of things, like the lighting, all that stuff, all is the planning.
Yes.
If this building becomes rented out to some other business, would that go to site plan review?
If it's a change of use, yes.
Yeah.
Okay. If another restaurant comes back in, for example, in that one half, that would not require site plan review. But if it's a change of use, you do, yes.
Okay. So a restaurant could go in there without site plan review?
Correct.
But what about the other side, where the offices are now?
If it had previously been used as offices, used office again, that would not either. It's only when you have.
So it would just be those two.
But if they were to get a restaurant tenant that wanted to take the whole space and convert the office, right. That would require a site.
Okay.
So you're already increasing the number of parking spaces.
We're increasing from what's there now.
Yes, absolutely.
But we don't need any parking.
Yeah, we don't really need it yet, but we just want to make sure that we have it if we need it.
Right.
I don't want parking for storage because then that leads to people leaving their cars and then you get things
going. Yeah, so you're not going to have any bulk parking out there. You haven't got any place for it anyway. So it's just strictly storage units and that's it.
Yep.
That's a good point. There's no vehicle storage.
Okay.
No RV, boat.
Because there's no place for that there. So
no,
right. Notice that.
Essentially, no outdoor storage.
Right, there's no outdoor storage.
Like it's all out, so it's considered outdoor because it's not heated in the building.
Right.
So it's considered outdoor storage when it's not a non-heated building, not climate.
Oh, all right. But I'm talking about all the storage is going to be within
these
two buildings.
Yes.
And that's important. I think that needs to be reflected in the minutes.
Absolutely.
Part of
it. I'm taking notes for your conditions.
I look in the summary of the staff notes, and it talks about more details should be provided as to electrical connections, wiring, and outside fixtures. And I expect you. I think you addressed that, Jim. That you were going to.
Yep, we'll have a photometric plan for lighting, yep.
And I think that is really a planning board issue more than us, but I do want to see, decent
And lighting. Also, just for the board's clarification, with these, it's a little, if you recall, it's a little cumbersome with the seeker.
Mm.
Usually the plan, because this is not your usual area variance where you have the exemption, this is subject to an environmental assessment. But I think, as I recall, it's been a couple of years since we did one of these, but you guys, by resolution, usually defer to the planning board to do the environmental assessment, so.
Yeah. That's what we've done in the past.
Yes.
Makes sense. And the other thing that, you talked about the disturbed area, the nature of the surfacing between the proposed buildings is going to be gravel, am I correct?
Okay. Yep. Mm-hmm. That's what I currently have on my other side. No issues. If you haven't seen it there, there's not a lot of disturbance. Once it packs down, it's good to go.
But I mean, right now it's just a field.
Yes. Yes,
so you're bigger in gravel and packing it down.
Yeah. Okay.
The need for a location of hydrants. We didn't really talk about that. Is that something that we need to?
I don't know if there's. you know, it's probably on the borderline for meeting the requirement for placement of a hydrant. You know, I think it would be reasonable at least to have the applicant, you know, approach the fire department and make them aware and see if they have any, you know, added concerns or, mm-hmm. you know, conditions.
Yeah, we can do that.
Yeah,
that makes sense.
Yeah, yeah. Idea.
I was going there with speaking to the fire chief about, my question was those the roads going in and out on either side of the building. What was the width of that?
I think we're at 25 feet, yeah. which is usually pretty good. Yeah, 25 is pretty good.
Yeah. For all of them are 25 from the drawings, that's what I said.
Yeah. Okay.
And that's big enough for
yeah.
you know, two-way traffic, actually, and right. and a fire truck in there needs to go.
Signage? Is there going to be signage with this?
Well, there is a sign there now, right? Don't you have an old sign?
I can't remember. Yeah. So most of my, I don't need a big sign for this because everything's done online. So I get all of my customers online.
But we'll make sure that we show the location for a future sign if you want one. Yeah.
Sure.
I'm sure you're going to maybe need one too for the tenant if you do get a new tenant.
And those are subject to a separate permit.
That's a separate, okay. But we'll just put it as a placeholder on the
And we discussed hours of operation and means of access, okay. Hours of operation, okay. I think I've reviewed the concerns that Jim, you had from the staff notes. And then the next thing we need to do, well, is there anybody that has any comments here? We're going to open the public hearing today.
Yeah, we do have a properly noticed hearing.
Yes.
We didn't get any written comment, but it was noticed.
Do you folks have any comments or anything?
I was just curious about the fence because I don't have any equipment. And we do have a lot of equipment there, and I don't think people coming from that side or my fence. Yeah, I think they should have their own fence off there to keep their people in that side. Because I have a lot of equipment that doesn't have security up there. That, you know, you don't know who's going to be in those stairwells. I'm not saying, just saying in general. Equipment up there, you don't really want to have a gas being stolen out of the equipment.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my concern, really.
Yeah.
So I have a lot of fence.
Yeah, you're all ordered in, right?
Yeah.
I'm not sure we can require a fence from this applicant if you've already got a fence there.
No, he doesn't.
Oh, you don't have a fence.
You don't have a fence.
Yeah. He does.
You do have a fence.
Yeah, he's all.
Yeah, that's up there. Yeah, yeah. You get the fence out. Yeah.
Even
if you're talking the equipment, you're the rental.
Yes.
Okay.
Even if he didn't, I'm not sure we could
require. I don't know. You're right.
Is that a planning board question?
I think that's almost a planning board.
Yeah, I mean, as you can see this process unfold, I mean, you're really kind of just developing a list of conditions and, you know, things to be met.
I mean, I think if they do the right lighting in the area, because she's saying it's going to be accessible 24 hours a day, so it's going to be very important to have it lit well, but not lighting over too much on the neighborhood.
Correct.
But yet still have it lit enough. Where, and then you're going to have security cameras, you said, right? So that they could see if anything was
going on. Yeah, you need security level lighting.
Yes. I think that's very important because that would kind of, I mean, people tend to, if it's dark, do these things. If it's well lit, but not overly lit, so it's, you know, bothering the neighbors. I think that's a real plus, and I think that's very important.
And hopefully the existing fence would be a secondary deterrent, mm-hmm. as it were, in addition to cameras and things like that. But we can't, mm-hmm. to my knowledge, you can't.
Can he spin that?
Require a fence.
Can you turn that?
I think the lighting, I think the lighting is important, so I think we can make that important to meet that need.
Yes,
we
can make it can't be so bright that it's a problem for the neighboring properties.
Right. But yet it has been bright enough.
The majority of it.
In other words, you want the directional lighting and
downtown
directed onto the sites and down.
Apart from the back, nobody's going to get past that building. You know what I mean?
And from what I can see, there's
so you're not even having a
slope.
Road next to you, except for the 20 feet off the line.
Yeah.
So really,
I think from a lighting standpoint, the two long perimeter buildings there, the narrow ones, are going to act as, you know, a block.
That's what I was just
pointing to that. Right now,
those two outside buildings will block any lighting and also deter anyone from going to his property.
Right.
The building's going to be taking up all the room.
Right. It's going to be like a fence.
Just like a fence.
Yeah, they're going to be on the in. They're going to be on the opposite side.
Right. There won't be any access.
That's just going to be the back, and it's going to be almost like a fence the whole length.
Yep.
And if you do get on the other side of the building, you've got a slope down it.
That's right. Yeah, nobody's going to drive over here.
It's a tough place to get.
No, it's
a
big one.
You know, so yeah, turning it up, I think.
Well, I mean, we can never say that we can stop anybody from doing anything, but I think with the right lighting and the way you've got it set up, I think it, I don't see it being too much of a concern.
Seems like it should be pretty safe.
I think it would be almost, you know, as safe as it was now.
Yeah.
There's not a whole lot of view of your equipment here. This property.
Right, the equipment won't be visible. That's very important too.
Yeah, I don't see.
And I can understand your concern, but I just am not sure we can do anything right now as part of this. I mean, we could if there was a big issue here, but I think the building and the downslope and the lighting is adequate to at least shield your property from this.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the other thing I would point out is that can happen today.
Oh yeah,
well, no, that's what I said.
More likely today, given the fact that it's completely vacant back there.
Well, yeah, I mean, they could go out there and go over and look at right. It would be almost more difficult once the lighting is in.
And the cameras are operating.
The cameras are there. I think that, yeah.
Hopefully we're right.
We haven't had a problem, so. Yeah. Never this day.
Mm-hmm.
A long time.
It's a very unfortunate thing. You just never know. I had a back door kicked down in my house one time. I'd lived in the same house my whole life, and we didn't even used to lock the doors. And then you come home from work, and they kick the back door in. You know, it makes you think.
Oh yeah.
Okay. Anybody else? No correspondence. Any other concerns?
When would you start if you were able to?
Probably this spring.
they still have got the site plan review of the planning board to finish.
The planning board just started
this, right?
Yeah, just a sketch plan level of review of that so far.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to
interrupt. No, you're fine.
But so we're not in that, we don't know when we start yet, right?
Yeah, it'll probably be in the spring.
Yeah.
All right, let me just review the standards that we have to deal with. And just, the first is that the use location and size and character, use location, size and character is in harmony with the appropriate and orderly development of the district in which it is situated. I think this fits in.
Mm-hmm.
The second is the use will not be detrimental to the orderly development of the adjacent district to reduce property values. I don't think that's a concern. And the last is that the location, size of the use, and nature intensity of the operations involved are conducted in connection therewith. Its site layout in relation to the streets giving access to it shall be such that traffic to and from the use and assembly of persons in connection will not be hazardous or inconvenient to the neighborhood or conflict with normal traffic in the neighborhood. I don't know, I mean, what's the amount of traffic that goes there and out of this? Is it
very minimal.
Okay.
Yeah.
Will
drop off and then
they leave.
Yeah.
So it's
lingering around,
but
not good.
Yeah.
Okay. And the access from Route 9 is adequate, I think, for this. And it fits in with the general character of the neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the standards have been met, and as I always say, you know, if anybody disagrees with me, please speak up. Never had a problem with that with this board, but
that's very true.
Okay. And seeker, we need to decide what the seeker, whether we need to have a motion to.
I would recommend a motion, that you consent to the planning board to perform the assessment.
Be the
lead agent in the assessment.
So I'll make a motion that we consent to the planning board being lead agency for seeker on this.
I'll second.
Would you pull the board, please? Any discussion? You pull the board, please.
Scott Fitzsimmons?
Yes.
Kevin Ellis?
Yes.
Justin Farrell?
Yes.
Gerhard Endel?
Yes. Okay. So you got a new event for that. And now I'll entertain, unless we have any further discussion, I'll entertain a motion for this appeal number 849.
I'll make a motion that we approve the use variance.
Special use permit.
It is a written permit, so I'm going to mess up. And you said you made a list of.
Yeah, I have 8 conditions that.
So do you want to read them off?
Yeah, and let's see if you agree with them.
If we don't agree, we'll speak up.
Exactly.
Right.
Okay. Number one is adequate parking be reserved for any future use of the existing building. 2, a lighting plan showing light levels of illumination through the site and at the perimeter of the site be provided during site plan review. 3, a turning movement plan be provided showing movement of single axle trucks through the site during site plan review. 4, stone gravel access drives will be installed between the proposed storage buildings. 5, no storage of any kind outside of the buildings, including the storage of any kind of vehicles, RVs, boats, motorcycles, any vehicles of any kind. 6, a SWIP be reviewed and approved by the planning board as part of the site plan review. 7, the fire department be approached and informed of the use and asked for any feedback or guidance they'd like to provide. And 8, signage be shown and with a note saying that the sign shall comply with Chapter 117 of the Town and Borough Code concerning signs, and the applicant will properly obtain a permit for such signage.
Okay. So I make this motion with provisions read by Jim. And
second.
I'll second.
Discussion. Could you pull the board, please?
Justin Farrell?
Yes.
Kevin Ellis?
Yes.
Scott Fitzsimmons?
Yes.
Gerhard Endel?
Yes. Very good.
All okay. Right. Great. Thank you very much.
Looking for the plan.
How you doing, Jared?
I thought you retired. Oh. You're moonlighting now?
No, I'm still working the CWI.
You did?
I haven't retired, and I have a wonderful boss.
You've been telling me you were going to retire for like 10
I know,
days.
I know, and I have a very nice boss now. I enjoy work. I love enjoying work. So I'm just, I'll be 68 in January, and I'm still. I haven't got an idea of what I want to try.
Oh, that's good.
So, how's the new for you? Good?
Good.
Your father's doing well.
Yep.
Children are doing well.
Yep. 4 and 7 now.
Wonderful.
Yeah. So, things are busy.
You got to be growing right up now.
They are. It goes quick. 4 and 7, yeah. The little one just started kindergarten.
I can't believe that. Are you old? Your oldest is 7?
Yes, 7.
Oh, that just makes me realize how 7 is going by.
Well, you realize it when you have your kids. That's how.
Dr. Walters?
Yeah. Good to see you.
Good to see you. You look great.
Thank you.
Yeah, good to see you. Thank you.
Take care.
Have a good night.
Have a good night.
Thank you.
Jim, did she ask you about 11 Marine Drive?
Pardon?
Did Charlie ask you about 11 Marine Drive?
Yes.
Okay.
One of those is in already, I understand, for it's in the code enforcement.
That was a guy that was here bitching about the something about his daughter just got out of prison or something.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he was upset about somebody.
But we were just out walking and we saw it was condemned. We saw things.
Sometimes.
So is it they fall the town was condemned?
Why don't we condemn
it? I made the motion to adjourn. Meeting's adjourned.
Carla.